There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is, and unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot to celebrate today. It is a Tuesday, and it's NFL trade deadline Tuesday.
It is, and a Texans.
There you go, Ron.
Well, there's worth celebrate chance to win a pair of tickets.
I mean, tickets or the other thing, they're all worthy of celebrating. There's no doubt about it.
One time, yes.
But you do radio, so you know it can last forever. Today is trade deadline for the NFL. It ended at 3 o'clock, and although your top three teams in the NFC, it'd be Detroit, Washington, and Minnesota, and four of your top five teams in the AFC, being Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, all felt the need to make one or more moves to bolster their roster and give them a better chance to make a run at a Super Bowl. Our Houston Texans did not. In fact, not only did they not bring somebody in, not only make a move, they actually worked out a few guys that were on the streets a couple days ago, and then they sent defensive lineman, reserve defensive lineman, Khalil Davis, Blue Springs product.
That's my high school, folks.
Big Ron's high school. And sent him to San Francisco for, what was it, a seventh rounder?
Conditional.
Conditional seventh.
Eighth.
Guess it's one of those doing right by the player and helping another organization out, man. It's the right thing to do. I'm sure we'll hear that. Just do right by the player. He's buried on the depth chart here. So there's no move at the deadline for the Houston Texans. When you look, that's eight of, let's say, the top 10 teams in the NFL made moves. The Houston Texans being one of a couple that didn't. And disappointing. I was hoping that the Texans would make a move to fill.
You were confident they would.
I was confident they would, and I'm confident that they tried their damnedest to get it done. And the Jacksonville Jaguars would just not come off of the available guard, or at least word on the street was Brandon Scherff, the guard in Jacksonville, is available. And I'm gonna let myself believe that Jacksonville just would not come up. We're asking way too much.
They were being
unreasonable.
Yeah.
So he stayed. And so what that does for the Texans is, we obviously know we've got some major issues on the offensive side of the football with the Texans. And
they're all fixable.
The truth of the matter is that they are all fixable, D'Amico. But the truth of the matter is that it's layered, and you've got to take this thing. There was a three-pronged approach, if you will, that needed to take place, and one of those prongs is gone. You're not going to get better at the left guard position or at the center position or anywhere else, because from an adding players perspective, at least trading for a player, players that are the caliber player that are on somebody's roster somewhere and playing football, that's out the window. Ended at 3 o'clock. You're not adding any personnel at the offensive line to get better there. But, Ron, today, is tape drop Tuesday.
It is.
The coaches tape, the all 22 tape drops. This one actually dropped a little earlier, but because there was a Thursday night game. But nonetheless, today is Tuesday, so the tape dropped, and we're going to talk about it. And Ron, this is not going to be a popular opinion at all. But CJ Stroud's killing this football team.
And that sounds strong. Killing this.
Well, I mean, you take it out. I mean, at the end of the day, CJ Stroud is without a doubt 90%+ of the pass plays that are called. He is working high to low. He is working high to low, no matter whether he has Kenyon Green at left guard, Kendrick Green at left guard, Patterson at left guard, whether he's got Quinnen Williams rushing him, it none of that matters. He is working high to low. Now, you can say that Gerard Johnson and Bobby Slowick are that's what they're asking him to do, and that's fine. I don't care who you point the finger at.
Dang it, Bobby.
But the fact of the matter is that CJ Stroud consistently working high to low in his progressions is killing this football team. When you watch the All-22, there's a lot that has to be addressed to help this football team. One of those things is CJ Stroud working high to low. He's got to start, and I don't care what Bobby wants him to do. I don't care what Gerard Johnson wants him to do. I don't care what D'Amico Ryans wants him to do. CJ Stroud needs to make the decision on his own for his own well-being. There are time and time again on this film, coach's film, all 22 film, where he catches the football and Dalton Schultz runs a little snag route right over the tackle box. Boom, wide open.
He's wide open, CJ.
And we're waiting to see if that linebacker bites down or does he stay back so I can throw the post over the top. There's times when he comes out, Dalton, the crazy thing is Dalton Schultz a good chunk of the time. Dalton Schultz comes out, boom, runs a little out route, wide open, throw in the ocean. We're waiting on something 20-25 yards down the field to come open. And I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but if C.J. Stroud decides to work low to high, hey, man, I've got protection problems. I'm not going to wait around until Gerard Johnson presses it into my brain that I've got to work low to high. I'm not going to wait around for Bobby Slowick to call a bunch of quicks and all these creative quicks and for him to make the decision. Damn it, I'm going to start working low to high every single chance I get.
What do you think changed that mindset from this year? Because I think they were doing that last year.
I think we hit the nail on the head to start the season. The very first day of training camp, what was our A story? What was our A story? CJ Stroud stepped up there, and he asked a million times, "Hey man, how can you be better offensively? What are you working on? What would you like to get done in training camp so this offense is better than last year and build on last year?" What did he say?
You know the answer to that.
Be more aggressive. Got to throw the ball down the field. Want to be able to stretch the field. We go to watch practice. First two, three plays, or boom, 15-yard throws, go routes down the sideline. Right, it was clear what they were trying to do, and I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's great. But where we sit right now,
you got to come out of that.
You got to come out of it. Sean Pendergast in the post game used crisis. You got to come out of it. And if Bobby Slowick's not going to do it schematically, if they're not going to pound it in CJ's head every day during the week, every rep he gets, every meeting that he has, then CJ's got to make that executive decision. He's got to start working low to high. And it's a way to avoid several sacks. It's a way to avoid several pressures.
Yes.
It's a way to keep yourself from getting injured. And it's a way to keep more of your offensive linemen from getting benched and to keep your offensive line from just getting absolutely hammered by national media at this point about how bad they are.
We're working with Clint here.
There's several things that they got to do better. There's several people that have to be better, but damn it, the one that touches leather every single snap offensively can impact and affect it immediately with changing his mindset. And there's no doubt about it, he's got to change his mindset. And if anybody that's watching this film is being honest, and knows what's going on from a sense of he's getting heated up and he's getting hit. He's pressured more than anybody in the league. From a number of pressure standpoint, he was pressured more than anybody in the league. The last three games have been unbelievable. And he's got to get the football out of his hand, period, point blank. And there are opportunities. Not every play. Like I said, Bobby's got to be better.
Yeah.
But there are opportunities to eliminate a lot of the pressures, to eliminate a lot of the hits, to stay ahead of the chains. There are a lot of opportunities that he's passing up on.
Well, Clint, I think even bigger right now that we see they have not made any additions to this team. This offensive line is going to – there's probably going to be potentially somebody new. It may not be Kendrick Green. It may be Jarrett Patton, whatever. But it is going to be the guys that have been in-house. And it doesn't seem like there's probably going to be a major shift where you feel like, all right, I can feel comfortable now. I can sit back a couple of ticks. I can act like I'm behind Detroit's line. It feels like you're going to be in a similar situation. Hopefully it gets better, but it feels like you're in that space, in that similar situation. And at this point, man, that means everybody has got to help out. Everybody has got to do their part to make this better and to make it to the point that CJ doesn't find himself laying on the ground multiple times, slow to get up like he did against the Jets, because one of the times he may not get up and he may have to miss some time. And that's going to have to come from, as you said, not only the offensive line, the tight ends, the running backs, the offensive line coach, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, whatever, but also the quarterback. Everybody's got to pitch in because, Wade Smith's not walking through that door.
That's right.
Right? Like, I mean, yeah, you'd love that era's offensive line to be able to walk through the door and just tell all five of them to grab a seat. We got it. But they're not walking through that door. So the adjustment has to be made by everyone to, all right, if they're not changing, what can we do to stop getting hit 11, 12 times a game?
Yeah, and it's flat out the quickest way and the best way is for C.J. Stroud right now to make an executive decision. It's not, as you just pointed out, Kenyon Green gave up one sack last week early, got benched. They ended up giving up eight. There's seven more came from somewhere, right? I mean, it's not changing. CJ's got to make the executive decision. CJ's got to be better, because here's what the problem is, right? Is CJ Stroud continues to play the game the way he's playing, and he's getting the hell beat out of him. And then all of a sudden, he's got a clean pocket, an NFL clean pocket, and he misses John Metchie for a touchdown, which would have changed the game. All of a sudden, he's got a semi-clean pocket, and he's got John Metchie screaming across the field on a crossing route where if you hit him in stride, it's going to be a huge chunk play, and you miss him. Right? So the style of play that CJ is choosing to hang on to, this aggressive style, it's getting him hit, and it's impacting the plays when he does have a clean pocket and plays are there to be made. He's uncharacteristically missing those throws. And now we get back to the margin of error for this football team is so thin that you can't afford for CJ Stroud to miss those throws. It's unfair as hell. Right, but it's the reality of who the Texans are right now. I'll make another comment here, Ron, that I don't think is going to be very popular with people, because I never thought we'd be here.
Oh.
I never thought we'd be here, right? D'Amico Ryans needs to sit down and tell Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, I want y'all to go watch every snap of the Jets against my defense on Thursday night.
Is Slowick losing it?
And I want you to tell me what sticks out. And there's no doubt about it, Ron. The plan was to give their quarterback multiple quick game options. The plan was to give the quarterback the ability at any point in time, if he feels like he's getting heated up, if he's got a soft corner somewhere, catch the ball and flick it out there to him right now. Even if it goes for no gain. You avoid the offensive line getting the hell beat out of you. You avoid you taking the hit, and you put the pressure on them on the edge to make a one-on-one tackle. And they did that multiple times. Screen game to the running back and to the wide receivers. They did that multiple times. And there's no doubt about it, if you watch the film, Aaron Rodgers is fitting the ball in on five-yard snag routes, five-yard quick out routes, those smoke routes outside. He's fitting them in. It's tight windows. He's not waiting and running the coverage off and then checking the ball down. He's getting it out right now.
It's that simple.
I never thought I'd be saying this, but if the Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick and quarterback C.J. Stroud would sit down and with an open mind watch the Jets offense and steal it all, take every bit of it. Take it from a quick game, screen game, having answers for pressure. They put on a clinic last week because they were playing a defense that's pressured quarterbacks at an unbelievable rate. They had a great plan. If Bobby and CJ would watch that, the plan, the way it was executed, this football team this weekend will have a better chance of winning this game. Crazy that we're talking about how the dysfunctional Jets could teach you something in a Thursday night ball game, but it's the truth.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about it for 3 weeks now. Let's see what they do about the pressure. Do we see different things? Do we see something different about the pressure? And we have not really seen much change. We'll see if it changes on Sunday against the Lions. But something should. Something. It shouldn't have taken this long for it to happen, but something should change. Or, as we said, man, he's going to keep just taking these shots.
Once again, I know people are tired of hearing about the offensive line and the struggles, and it's just the reality of who the Texans are right now. But the point here is, with the tape drop Tuesday, is to let everybody out there know that it is warranted. It is justified. It is legitimately the issues that we're discussing, that you're hearing discussed throughout the day on Sports Radio 610, are absolute. In fact, we're probably not hard enough on them, to be honest with
you. But hey, man, it's all fixable. It's all right, dude.
God. They're all fixable.
Can we kill his mic?
No. I want some chicken and gravy, and I think he does too.
Gravy on the side. Let's ride.
Dip it in there a little bit. Mm-hmm. God, man, I could do that.
What are y'all talking about?
Potatoes.
It's all about the ratio.
What are y'all talking about?
Just a little chicken.
We'll explain later.
Chicken and gravy. A little chicken and gravy. All right, coming up, Dana Brown, who also loves chicken and gravy. He likes a little mashed potatoes with his. He's apparently potentially seeking out one of his free agents and maybe talking about bringing this player back. We'll talk about that, and I can't wait to get people's thoughts on this player because I don't think it's universal if Houston Astros fans want him back. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back, beautiful people. Someone just texted, just got off work. Did y'all already give away the tickets? No, 5 o'clock hour. It's a good tune right there, boy. That Nelly, man. Good for him, man. He's just got a career for years to just play his own little songs. Just, he ain't made no new music, I don't believe, in forever. He just gets out there and just gets after it. Good for you, Carnell. But no, coming up, 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets for Sunday's game against the Lions, Sunday Night Football. So that'll happen in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. But, fellas, Astros GM Dana Brown told John Paul Morosi, covers Major League Baseball, Fox Sports, told him he'll speak with Justin Verlander's agent today about a possible free agent contract. How old is Justin? 46? 3? 2?
I don't think quite 46.
Is he? He's 41 or 42, right? Or at least he'll be 41 or 42 by the time the season starts.
He is 41 years old. He will turn 42 on February 20th.
Yeah, that man, he'll be pitchers and catchers. He's going to have his birthday down there. Wherever he is. So 42 years old when the season starts. Astros talking about bringing him back. It did not end good. Did it not end good because he's lost it, or did it not end good because he was still injured and trying to rush back? And that clearly, obviously, the thought is Dana Brown talking to them about bringing Verlander on a deal. Whatever the deal is, obviously it won't be at the price he was making. You for that? Or do you think it's time to move on from Justin Verlander?
Verlander.
You for Verlander coming back, being a part of this team? Or are you like, hey, let's move on and go in a different direction and actually let him go this time?
No, I'm absolutely for it. I'm absolutely for it. Assuming he can play. I mean, like his own words where he came back too early, pushed it, and he's still feeling it. Yada yada yada. He tried, chalk it up. He understands he's not going to be in the playoff picture. So I take that as a man's word. I respect it, and assuming he can get back healthy, and assuming it's a deal that makes sense, I would love to have Justin Verlander back in this rotation.
713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5 hour fan line, 5 hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Michael from YouTube and Twitch says Verlander isn't the same. Move on. Huge move on. We traded for the 30th pick in the 7th round. Oh, and we're going to the Super Bowl, whatever that is. Someone said, can we move on from him, but can we keep Miss Verlander?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be down, but with the caveat of, all right, Verlander, keep you in town, you know, work with these young guys, hopefully get a little something out of JV, but also Kate Upton from now on has to be the team mom. You know.
My old lady is not going to be a team mom.
Team mom? Why would that be the position?
It ain't safe to be a team mom in junior high sports.
It really isn't, to be honest with you.
No, that way we just at least could see Kate more.
You know, you had some things that went over at Sterling when you was in school over there. It wasn't real safe from team moms.
Oh, I need to hear about that.
Clint, that's dumb. Verlander's toast from the text line.
Look, I'm not Verlander's not gonna be the lead dog on your
That's the part about it, right? If you got Framber and Hunter Brown has taken such a step where I feel like Hunter Brown showed us ace level stuff. Now, to me, if it's a deal of am I gonna get Verlander or try to bring back Kikuchi, and I can't believe I'm saying that when the trade happened. But Kikuchi showed, like, that's a guy I'd rather have than Verlander.
Oh, well, hell yeah. No, I'm not, no. That's right. I say. Look, I'm not passing up on my man Kikuchi. No chance. I'm not passing up on that. I mean, I'm not putting Verlander in a Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez conversation. This is the kind of stuff we're talking. This is the kind of thing I have a problem with, though.
This is what he has a problem with.
This is that Astro arrogance. Do you realize how unlikely the Astros having 5 starting pitchers come playoff time? Do you realize how unlikely that really was? Hunter Brown was better than expected. Spencer Arrighetti came out of nowhere. Ronel Blanco came out of nowhere. I mean, to sit back and think that is just, oh, well, if we get that deep in a rotation again, we'll be just fine. Like you were lucky as hell to get there in that point last year.
If
Verlander was a 4th or 5th starter in a rotation, hell yeah, I'm down.
I'm
assuming that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Would you bring it back? But where is he? Like, what is the rotation now? Or like, what would it be? Let's say Kikuchi comes back. They bring him back. Obviously, Framber, Hunter, Kikuchi, you said Spencer Arrighetti. Are all 4 of those so far in front of JV in the rotation, in your opinion?
I would go Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown.
So you'd add Ronel to that, too. So Ronel, I'm trying to think, how many guys would you have ahead of Verlander?
Don't forget about Lance McCullers, too.
Come on, man. We're trying to have a real conversation, man. Like, come on, man.
I purely wanted your reaction.
There are some injured guys, like Christian Javier could come back at some point. But with their injuries,
But I'm assuming that this Verlander deal is a team friendly deal. Yeah. He wants to be here and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like right now, if you're an Astros fan, what do you feel like you got surefire starters right now? 3 or 4? Like, I'm talking about that if you get to the playoffs, you're going to trust them suckers in a playoff. You could potentially trust them in a playoff game. Not pitched well, and well, I'm not real sure what I'm going to get. Like, legit, in a playoff game, you have no problem going to him. How many do you think you got?
I think Framber.
Yep.
Hunter.
Yep.
Technically, Kikuchi is not a part of the staff right now, so he's not he's somebody you would have to bring back.
Where are we at with Christian Javier?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, those are guys.
To me, all of those guys are in the conversation with
Verlander?
With a cheap Verlander. And not because I think, like, I don't know what those guys' ceiling are, but the Astros have shown us what they think of. Those guys are innings eaters during a regular season. I mean,
they only got to two games, so, I mean, yeah, for them to play, so we didn't really get a chance to see what they would do in the series. But, yeah, that's the thing, is you want depth, and the other part is how much he means inside the clubhouse, too. Like, that's another part, too, in terms of, because right now I thought they were, like, this team probably needs a little bit more leadership with their manager that they have right now. So I think there was some wonder how much, like, he brings in that manner. Could he be Verlander would be a fourth or fifth starter, but, like, you brought it up, like, if they bring back Kikuchi, which I feel like they might want to, and I know you want them to, and all of Houston wants them
to.
Yes,
she does.
Not just because of his performance, but because of his name. I mean, he'd be fighting for a fourth or fifth spot, and what Spencer Arrighetti showed coming on late to me feels like he's in that cool spot too. Ronel Blanco, he might have been the most consistent
guy.
Ron,
I would love to have a 6-man rotation from jump and have Verlander one of those six. And look, if he's not good enough, he's not good enough. I'm just saying.
With Christian Javier coming, Luis Garcia coming.
Yeah, look, if he's not good enough, he's not good enough. I don't know how they feel about him coming back, but I know if we get a Verlander that, let's just say, he's on the backside, and yeah, he's backsliding a little bit, and he's not quite who he once was, but it's still Justin Verlander. Yeah, I would like to have him in the mix.
Yeah, Verlander's going to Verlander. 42 years old, getting older, remember that. Be really interested to see what the money looks like. All right, this is a simple question. We'll talk on the other side. You can chew on that. You can think about this. The Texans have issues on this team. Yes, they're 6-3. It's not falling apart. They got to really fall apart to miss the playoffs, so it looks like they will make the playoffs, but they have issues. I know this feels like a weird question, but do you have the belief and confidence that D'Amico Ryans can fix these issues? Do you still have that confidence? We'll just...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All Coming up next segment, make sure you are listening. Stay tuned. Next segment, your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Tigmans. A partial ticket. Just kidding.
What is that for? What is that short for? Tigmans. Is that code word for something?
No, that's the pigment of the tickets.
I mean, how'd you get there, though? That's interesting. Like, I can see how a man could get to what you got to last time.
I'm typing and reading something at the same time. I don't know.
I mean, the only word I can think of is pigment, right?
I don't know. I don't know how I got there. Just doing a whole bunch. It is a Texans too. That's I'm better. I'd rather with pigments. I'll take Tigmans.
Well, if we talk about it long enough, we can get Tigmans to the other one. Like, we can connect the dots, I would think.
Without a doubt.
I mean,
that's good. No, Texas Ticket Tuesday coming up next segment, 5 o'clock. A little 5 o'clock fire. You got a chance to win, so stay tuned. Don't call now. Don't call until I give you the cue to call, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets. So, yeah, I said this on the other side. Do you still have the confidence in DeMeco? Because, he spoke last night. Hopefully you were listening to the coach's show, which followed us as DeMeco Ryans was on with the guys. And this one jumped out as he said, as he kind of spoke to the question of, you know, after watching the film of that Jets game, talking about the things that he was frustrated at. And the problems and how to approach handling those problems. Here's DeMeco Ryans.
Well, those things just didn't sit well with me, and they're all fixable, right? Yeah, right? And that's the encouraging part about going forward. Like, man, they're all fixable. Still a little frustration, sure. But at the end of the day, like I tell the guys, like this in this league, like there are a lot of ups and downs. We talk about building a foundation. We talk about the grind of a season, right? There are always ups and downs of a season, but how strong is your foundation that allows you to withstand, right? A little wind, little waves that come at you. It's just about being steady. Right. And that's why I want our team focused on just us being steady, focusing on ourselves, and let's keep pressing forward. We lost the game. Mm-hmm. Right? One, we felt like, yeah, we should have won it. It didn't happen. They made more plays than we did. At the end of the day, what do we do about it? We don't suck. Right. We don't just hold our heads down because of it. Man, that was some good players. Wilson made two. Ooh. I mean, unbelievable catches. Right. It some things is just, it happened. It was bad. It happened. Now we press forward.
I can see Vandy reliving all the plays the whole time. Wilson, that catch. I can see reliving those plays. Listen, we heard it there. There are some buzzwords that I know have been triggered for Clint. It's all fixable.
They're all fixable.
They said a few things, not hold our heads down and soak. And I understand where it's coming from, but it feels like in the last couple of weeks, especially with people that I think may share some of the feelings, it feels like the more he is speaking about these issues, it feels like some of the confidence is dropping a little bit for some people. And if, you know, he can fix these issues. Just the more he talks, because if you look at what has happened, it makes you feel like, oh, what he's saying to us is the conversations we're seeing within the players, because there's not much movement or change in what it is that they're doing. So it does. That's why I pose the question, are you confident that DeMeco can be the one that can fix these issues that are happening with the Texans, as we are in week 4 or 5 of the, you know, of some of these same issues being the same problems, and if not getting worse by the week?
Well, the answer to the question is no, I'm not confident that DeMeco can get them fixed. I don't know what anybody has seen to date, other than just you like DeMeco and you have blind trust that you think it's going to get done. I mean, I don't think we've seen anything to think that all of a sudden it's going to get done. Because here's the problem, right? The problem is the inability to fix the problems that have all occurred multiple times by week 10. I don't doubt for one moment that DeMeco Ryans has done 10 different, like, try to approach this thing 10 different ways to keep his damn quarterback from getting a hell beat out of him every Sunday. Like I don't think that D'Amico Ryans is not trying. And for me, that's the concerning part is I've watched CJ Stroud get the hell beat out of him
every week though.
Damn near I appreciate that, Andre. I appreciate that. And the inability, for me personally, I don't speak for me, I don't speak for anybody else out there, but the inability to get this fixed and the fact that we're still having these same tired-ass conversations about what this offense can do to get it right is what concerns me about D'Amico's ability to get it right. Because now you're at a point where it's not just, hey, let's fix this offense, fix the pass protection. Now the question is, how's D'Amico going to handle Bobby Slowick? How's D'Amico going to handle C.J. Stroud? How is the defensive coordinator, the guru, the best, one of the best defensive minds in the game that we know gives you all the advantage on the defensive side of the football? How is that guy going to be the head coach and put his foot on the offensive coordinator and the quarterback and make sure they understand they got to play better? They got to change some things, right? When everything's great on the offensive side of the football and your quarterback's playing at a rookie of the year level, your offensive coordinator is coaching at a level to where hell he's one of the hottest head coach candidates in the offseason. It's easy to be a defensive minded head coach when that's the case. Yeah. But when that offensive coordinator struggles more games than not in a season, and your young quarterback's getting a hell beat out of him, and he's part of the problem, like how does D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, handle that? Right now, all we can look at is this same problem continues to pop up on film week after week after week. Your quarterback continues to get the hell beat out of him week after week after week. And we're running out of excuses. Like it was Kenyon Green. Okay. Now it's Nico's not there. Nico comes back. He's going to clean this up. I mean, it's just all of these things will help, but it's not going to all of a sudden make you a team that can go out there and win four straight.
Are you confident that D'Amico can fix this?
No.
As Clint said, no, confidence ain't dropping at all from the text line. Fixable, and we got to clean a few things up or things I'll be glad to stop hearing from the text
line.
You
too. I'd be glad. I'd love to stop talking about it.
I have confidence in D'Amico, but I also feel like he needs to get a little bit more stern with these men and stop with the constant positivity.
They're all fixable.
Get some real accountability. I'm all for positivity, but just like life, football isn't all positive, and sometimes you need some tough love to push you to push you forward. I'm not saying I don't know behind closed doors if he's not doing that. I don't know. Listen, my confidence is not necessarily that he can't turn it around, but with this personnel, I don't know if it can be turned around. Like, I don't know if it can be fixed. If that would be the, like, I think it's hard with some of these issues. I think it's going to be hard to be fixed.
Whew.
I think Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray in coverage with receivers is going to be hard to fix.
Oof.
If that's what they're going to,
especially if it's Devontae Adams.
Yes,
they're all fixable.
Or St. Brown coming up on Sunday.
Oh, that guy too.
Oof. Yeah, like what about
88 after that?
Yeah,
Lamb.
CD, well, who knows about his shoulder? Cooper Rush, we'll see. Like, if Cooper Rush and them give him the business.
What's your point?
I just don't believe that. I think they'll hold the Cowboys to 10 or less. But no, I just with the personnel, we've been talking about this, Clint, and I thought they might make some moves today. But with the personnel, I just don't know if it's fixable right now.
I don't know if it's Super Bowl caliber fixable, but it's majorly improvable.
It can be improved.
Is that correct?
It can be improvable. Tyler, can I get a spelling on that?
Majorly improvable.
Improvable. No, Tyler, I want you to come off the dome.
I know improvable.
I want you to come off the dome right now. Give me improvable.
Something that
I won.
Let's go. Let's
I won
go.
My third grade spelling bee contest. Stephen F. Austin Elementary in Baytown.
Improvable. I'm not sure. Is it a word? Improvable.
Tyler, you got held back twice in
elementary. I am. Can I have a language of origin? Country of origin. I have the pronunciation. I am
Oxford.
P-R-O-V-A-B-L-E. Improvable.
Yeah, there you go.
Nailed it.
Not sure if it's a word, but
yeah. Tyler is a very improvable producer.
Yeah. Damn.
See, I mean, that you told me to use it.
Hell, bruh.
You forgot to use it.
He forgot to.
Whoa.
Yeah, improvable. Improvable. Just the greatest producer.
I don't know if I've ever used that. I've ever heard that one used.
It flowed easy, is what it did. You're improvable.
Yeah, improvable is a word. I'm not sure about the organization of the sentence, but improvable is a word. Improvable.
Yeah, man. I don't know, boy. I believe in D'Amico. D'Amico. I got D'Amico Autry on my mind. I believe in D'Amico. I just, boy, some of this looks like a personnel thing that's not fixable right now. All right. Speaking of that, we'll get you updated on what the Texans did at the trade deadline, which isn't nothing. And we'll get you updated around the league, some of the big names that moved on, as well as had a Monday Night Football game last night. And this is the year of teams self-destructing. There's one in Dallas self-destructed. Before the Texans ran into New York, there was one with the Jets self-destructing. There's another one potentially about to fall apart right now. We'll discuss that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.